Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gill here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. Let's talk about Davante Adams, man. And again, Adams to the Jets, Adams to the moon. Adams to the moon with Packers East. Packers East is, man, they're loading up right now, which is great. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so the trade for Davante, by the way, is so insanely good for fantasy for a couple of different reasons. One, if the trade negotiations had kept on and it was dragging on, that's more games. That is longer that Davante Adams is sitting out. Right now that they've completed the trade and done all that stuff, most likely he is back for week number 7. I'm sure his hamstring injury will miraculously heal. That hamstring injury that kept him out of 2 games, I am sure that will miraculously heal up. Okay, I think he'll be good to go week number 7. Right? Now, he's also going back to a quarterback that knows him and has built-in chemistry, and also he already knows the playbook. He already knows the Nathaniel Hackett playbook, y'all. So there's no ramp-up time whatsoever. None whatsoever. And for most of these guys, and this includes Amari Cooper, Amari Cooper might be a little slow out the gates. I don't think he will be, but he might be a little slow out the gates for a week or two. And again, I don't think that's going to happen. But Davante Adams, no ramp-up time needed. He's fresh as a daisy. He hasn't played in a couple games. I'm sure he's raring to go, man. I'm sure he is just ready to ramp up and just get after it. Let's go. But yeah, Davante Adams to the moon. If he's not a top 10 receiver the rest of the way, I would be absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. I'd be floored. Okay, but the big question is, what is going to happen with Garrett Wilson? And my opinion is, I think Garrett Wilson's in trouble. Boys, I think Garrett Wilson is in big time trouble, right? I can't help but think this is a massive downturn for Garrett Wilson. He is leading the league in targets. He's leading the league in targets. Yikes. That number's obviously going to come down significantly, right? So I'd like to sit here and tell you that Alan Lazard will cede some work and that, you know, obviously Mike Williams is now on the trade block, right? That all these targets will end up going to Garrett Wilson, and him currently averaging 11.2 targets per game, that's going to be, you know, more like 9 or 10. I'd love to sit here and tell you that because I've got Garrett Wilson. I'm invested in Garrett Wilson. I want Garrett Wilson to succeed. But I am not in the business of wish casting, okay? That's not what I do over here on the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Please subscribe, okay? And go check out the website, sleeperkingfootball.com. So I would love to sit here and wish cast for you, but I'm not going to do that, all right? He's averaging 11.2 targets per game. I think that drops down to like 7 or 8. And you're saying to yourself, well, that's not that bad. You're right, it's not that bad. But it's still a 30% reduction. That is a 30% reduction in targets, right? And you could say to yourself, yeah, but the efficiency will go up. Yes, it will, 100%. The offense for sure is going to be better overall with Davante Adams. And Wilson himself is going to get away from top coverage guys. So, yeah, 100%. Yeah, like Garrett Wilson is definitely going to see more efficiency. I think of that we can be 100% sure. But you just can't get around the fact that he's going to see, you know, easily 30% reduction in targets. You can't make up for that with efficiency. You just can't do it. It's impossible. So again, Wilson currently averaging 16.23 PPR points per game. I think that falls to anywhere between if I'm being conservative, probably like 11.5 to 12.5 points per game. And again, that's fine. That is fine. But that is nowhere near the kind of production you need from a player you picked in at the end of the first round or somewhere in the second round. That's tough. I just don't see that recovery happening here. So again, would I sell him for nothing? No, of course not. As a matter of fact, I probably just hold on to him because I don't think you're going to get fair value back. But it's tough. I don't see a road to recovery here for Garrett Wilson unless, heaven forbid, something happened to Davante Adams. The bottom line is this when it comes to Garrett Wilson. Again, I would love to sit here and tell you Alan Lazard is going to see less of a role. I just don't see it. I think he becomes their primary slot receiver, right? And Lazard himself is averaging 6.7 targets per game. How much of a downturn do you see in that? I think it comes down to, I don't know, a target. I think he still sees 5 to 7 targets in this game because of his role as a primary slot receiver for the Jets. And remember, this is now Packers East, guys, right? Rodgers is going to Rodgers. I think Garrett Wilson, I'm not saying he's going to be the odd man out, but to try and figure out, like, you know, mental jigsaw of, like, how Garrett Wilson is going to get to 10 targets a game, I don't see that. I'll also say this in regards to Garrett Wilson. I am 100% sure the week-by-week volatility is going to, I mean, it's going to spike, right? And that's part of when you see 11.2 targets per game, there's not that many down games. You just don't have that many down games, you know? But I think now there's going to be a lot more spike weeks depending on when he catches touchdowns. And yeah, man, there's definitely going to be games where he sees 5 targets and gets you, you know, 4 grabs for 40. There's definitely going to be those games. 100%. All right, let's talk about on the flip side, Devontae goes from Las Vegas and then goes to the Jets. Okay, so what does that mean for your Raiders guys? Well, I mean, we could just rewind to the Cleveland Browns part if you would like, okay? But look, there's just not that much hope and optimism here. I mean, we're talking about an Aiden O'Connell / Gardner Minshew-led Raiders offense that right now, even with Devontae Adams in there, did not look good. Okay, actually, Jacoby Myers is actually a lot more productive with Devontae Adams than he has been without Devontae Adams. The offense has been disastrous. There's just no getting around it, right? And because of that, Devontae was dragging with him double coverage, and Jacoby Myers was getting away from top coverage, and it was all working out, right? So the volume, I think, overall will be there, but the quality of that volume will be pretty low, right? So I'm thinking 7 to 8 low-quality targets for Jacoby Myers moving forward. He's not much of a downfield threat. So when you're looking at 7 to 8 targets, not downfield, in the short to intermediate area of the field, what are we looking at now? I look at that player and I say, yeah, that's a guy that's going to give you anywhere between 7 to 12 PPR points per game. You know, and it he'll give you an occasional spike game because maybe he gets you the 6 for 60 and a touchdown. 18 points, boom. Take it. Love it. You love it. But again, the upside is I just don't think there, and there's going to be some real bad, disastrous weeks as well. Guys, I was in on Trey Tucker. I was way more intrigued by Trey Tucker because he's an outside wide receiver. Yikes. I mean, come on, guys. The dude scored 0.0 points, a literal 0 point effort here from Trey Tucker in week number 6 with both Devontae and Jacoby Myers out. I mean, we might as well play who the F, because who the F is Alex Bachman. Alex Bachman was more productive. 3 targets, 3 grabs, 31 yards. I had to look this player up, man. I'm like, this dude sounds like a Madden creative player. Okay. Alex Bachman. And this is the other thing. I'm like, I've never heard of Alex Bachman. He must be a young player. No, he's not. My dude's 28 years old. Bachman is 28 years old. He's a 28-year-old undrafted receiver. Get this. He's never seen an NFL target until week 6 of the year of our Lord 2024. Never. He's never seen a single target until he got with the Raiders, man. At 28 years old, that is it. First of all, kudos to Alex Bachman for just hanging around and hanging tough and creating a little bit of a living for yourself as a practice squad player. That's awesome, bro. Like, the mental fortitude it must take to do that is pretty darn impressive. But God, I bet you anything this guy becomes a coach. I bet you, yeah, because he's white too, by the way. But I bet you anything. I bet you anything. Alex Bachman becomes a coach. Oh my goodness gracious. Find me in 10 years when this guy's going to be back in the NFL leading some, you know, oh, he's an OC or some head coaching candidate. Go find me. Find me. Okay. Alex Bachman, you heard it here first, will be an NFL coach at some point in his career. Anyways, Not interested in Trey Tucker. I can't believe he gave you a zero spot after both Jacoby Myers and Davante Adams were out. But it's Aiden O'Connell. It's slash Gardner Minshew. What really else do you want here? But anyways, so there you go. No interest really that much anyways in any of the Raiders guys moving forward.